I know it's stupid, but let's just go in the closet. 7 minutes in heaven is basically a tradition nowadays. Besides, we can just pretend to hook up. I won't tell anyone. Great. Get in. Aw. Did you think I was gonna force you to do something you don't want to do? No. We don't have to make out if you don't want to. We can just talk. So, instead of 7 minutes in heaven, let's play 20 questions. I already know your name. What's your favorite color? Yeah, I could have guessed. You can't just ask me the same thing, that's cheating. Besides, it's orange. Everyone knows that. Since you already cheated, I'm gonna cheat too. I'm gonna ask you a question that you specifically have to answer. Why did you pretend to be gay? Was it really just in order to get invited to the sleepover? We're your friends. We don't care. And, well, it's not a question, but I already know your secret. And I told her already. That's why we invited you. Mm-hmm. We've been friends for a while now. It's like you really think I don't see you when you're sneak scrolling not safe for work subreddits. When you click on pictures, they become unblurred for everyone. Not just you. It's almost like you couldn't help yourself. Like, whenever we were around each other, you just had to get on there and do something risky or, you know, not safe for work. Why on earth would I be mad? Stop stuttering. I know that you're obsessed with me. Well, with me and her. Both of us, probably. The thing is, we know that. And, it's not a bad thing. We like it. That's why we decided to use it against you. Didn't this whole thing kind of feel like a setup? Even a little bit? Yeah, it's like a porno come to life. Because we scripted it. Well, practically. No one our age plays 7 minutes in heaven. But you were pretty eager to go in. That was a token resistance at best. Okay, you're not into it, and that doesn't do it for me. What are you scared of? Do you think someone's gonna call you a faggot? Why would we do that? The whole point is that we found it out, and we like it. In fact, I'm going to go ahead and call it. Before the end of the night, you're going to be riding a dildo like it's a real boy. What can we do to get us in the mood? Let's go back out and brainstorm with her. After all, two heads are better than one. You'll see. Honestly, it would be super cool if you could just chill out. Anything that we do is something that we all discussed and we're into. It's not like we can use it against each other. I think that a good icebreaker would be trying something new. She and I stopped at a clothing store on the way here, and we got a lacy set of panties that we're pretty sure are your size. Why don't you put those on for us? Bend over slowly. We want to enjoy the view. That's right. Pull them up over your thighs. Your hips. Go ahead. Adjust it however you want. I want you to feel sexy and good. A little bit higher in the back. Now it's like you have a cute little wedgie. Except instead of being tidy whities, they're the little lace panties we picked out for you. I know. You'd think lace would be softer, but it's pretty rough. Go ahead and adjust your cock and balls. All right. I think that you should grab your balls and squeeze for me. Make sure it feels good. Squeeze them through those lace panties. A little bit harder. You don't want it to be painful. I just want you very aware of how full they are. Because guess what? We're going to make sure to drain every last drop. And no. Not by sex or oral or anything like that. I think that the best thing for us to do is some good old-fashioned pegging. Consider it a warm-up if you need to. You know what our goal is, right? You remember? We're gonna have you climbing on top of a thick fucking dildo and riding it like a good little slut by the end of this night. Honestly, I hope we can make you come so hard that your ball's completely empty. So go ahead. Bend over for me. I liked the view whenever you were putting on those panties. Why do you think I told you to slow down? Bend over the bed at the waist. Spread your legs for me. I'm gonna tease that little asshole until you're ready for me to fuck it. You like the way I press up against you while I tease your opening? You feel my firm body pressing you into the bed. I can feel you twitching and jerking, and all I'm doing is circling it. Your reactions are what make this so good. You know that, right? I'm gonna fuck you this way because it's fun. Mm-hmm. That's right. I can feel you pushing back up against me. Does that mean you're ready to be penetrated? I thought so. Let's just get some lube on that little hole of yours. I know it's cold, but you'll live. You feel me at your opening? Nudging up against you. Are you ready? I am. Nod your head. I want to make sure you want it. I don't mind going slow. It feels so good. I know. I'm going a little faster, aren't I? That's because I like it too, baby. Oh, fuck yeah, it turns me on. Why else would I be fucking you? I didn't like it. Slow it down. Remember. The goal was to get you to ride a cock. I'm gonna come out of you now. You know I love fucking you, but we do have a goal. Did you think I was kidding earlier about the prostate milking? Oh no. We have to get every drop out. And since you haven't come yet, I'm gonna have you ride a dick just like a girl. Bring it over here. Make sure the suction is nice and strong. We don't want her
Having any trouble with it coming loose, Stewie?
I'm so glad we all agree. Hey, bestie. You want to sit on the couch with me and just watch her do it? Uh-huh. Okay. Hello? Hi? Why are you just standing there? You should go over to that dick. Uh-huh. Get on your knees. Oh, good idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We both think that you should kiss the tip. Oh my god, you're right. Totally. It's so cute. Good boy. All right. Now position yourself over the dick. Now that your little ass is nice and warmed up from me pegging you, we're going to tell you how to ride that dick.
That's right. Lower. 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 I know. Did you see her face? Oh, we could see when it slid into you. Keep going. Do you see her thighs shaking? Oh my god. So hot, right?
All the way down. How does it feel having such a huge dick inside you?
We thought so. Soon you're gonna know what it feels like to be a cock-riding slut. Are you ready? Lean a little bit forward so that your center of balance is in front of the cock. And use your thigh muscles to lift yourself up and down. A little slower. Aw, it is a little like gym class.
Feel the burn.
But instead of your hammies, you're feeling the burn in and out of that tight little asshole as you fuck yourself on that big cock. Oh, that's right. Keep going. Oh my god, did you see that? I know.
Oh, you almost fell off. Did you find something? Did you use the head of that big dick you're riding to find your little pee spot?
Excellent! Keep going. Yeah. Oh, don't avoid it. I know. You can totally tell. Hit it as much as you can. That's right. Oh, we're torturing you? Oh, it doesn't feel good when it's too overstimulated.
Too bad. Keep going. I know you're so close. Your body is shaking so hard. You're practically dripping sweat.
I know.
Keep fucking yourself harder. Harder.
Oh, that's right. Make yourself come for us. Oh, that's the whole point. Sluts fuck because it makes them come. So fuck that cock until you come, slut.
Keep going.
I know, she's so hot. Oh, we discussed it and we decided you look totally hot right now. But you'd be a perfect 10 if you come for us. Come for me. The voice in your ear. Come for our friend with the good ideas. Come for the fake boy whose cock you're fucking yourself desperately on. Come for us. That's right. I believe in you. You can do it.
I know.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Oh, it's so good that those lace panties could just move right aside. You're gonna destroy them at this rate. Keep fucking it. You know what feels good. Go exactly that speed. Exactly that deep. Exactly that hard.
You can do it. There you go. He's doing it. He's doing it. Oh, come for us. That's right. Yeah, drain those balls. Nobody even touched your cock and you're going crazy.
I know. A whole puddle.
I think we did it. You squeezed your balls hard enough. I pegged you enough as a warm-up. And you fucked that dick hard enough to give yourself a prostate orgasm.
I'd call this a successful sleepover.
Wouldn't you?
And to think. This all started with your bad scrolling habits and an innocent little idea at a place 7 minutes in heaven.
Oh, don't worry. You can go clean yourself up. We can hang out. If you want to be treated like a little sissy. A gay boy, or just a regular dude, our friend. Pretend like everything's totally normal. Up to you.
We're flexible. Almost as much as you. Good job, by the way.
Yeah.
I know, right? Crazy. Watching you fuck that cock was so hot. I can't even describe. We should definitely do it again sometime. Pinky promise?
Yeah. You know how I mentioned, like, using this against you earlier? We don't actually want to do that.
No, of course not.
But the thing is, practically we could. So you should probably just do what we ask you to. mostly other stuff like this. Yeah. I think so, too. I think this will be a very mutually beneficial relationship. Might not be equal, but, you know, that's not everybody's kink.